Okay, we're beginning here with tape two with Paul Ferkovich, and we were talking about you got the job. Let's see. Oh, the congressman died, and then you got the letter, and
to
you
go.
said you took to New York with a voluntary deportation. Okay, so then.
Then we came to New York.
And how did you come to New York?
By bus.
By bus, but with by yourselves.
No, two of us.
Two of you.
Yeah.
But you didn't have an escort or anything.
No. It was
under your own.
Under your own. Yeah, voluntarily.
Yeah.
We went voluntarily. Mm-hmm. And we came to New York. He had relatives in here also, in New York. And we went over there. Of course, he stood with his relatives. I find myself room to live, and I start to work. We start together to work in Brooklyn. And in meantime, we find somebody that had a similar bill to that congressman that we met. But not same congressman, I mean another from Minnesota, I think that congressman was. But in meantime, we had to pay for that bill.
Wait a minute.
The guy that got connection with a congressman, he said it cost him that much and that much, for $500 of each. At that time was money.
And he wanted you to pay him for having gotten you
to get the bill, because he said it, introduction and this and that cost him money, so we didn't question that, but we pay him. And when we got that bill, we thought we are fixed, we don't have to worry about anything. We went to work, and we work over there, I don't know, for a year and something, I don't exactly, no.
But in other words, you were supposed to be deported.
Yeah, but we find that connection, that congressman put a bill that we
reversed the idea that you had to leave.
That cost us $500 each.
Yeah.
Okay, but when we got that bill, we thought, now we fix, we don't have to do anything. But meantime, that was a mistake. We should have reported ourselves to the immigration. And we didn't. And we start to work, but year and some pass by. The immigration comes over there. You're supposed to report yourself, but you didn't. And we showed them that, but I guess the guy either didn't like us or something was somewhere. Three times he was going back to office and back, and I guess convinced his boss that we should go to Ellis Island. And he took us over there and right here. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was 3 months and 20 days.
Wow. So you were brought to Ellis Island
1951? 52, I think
52.
It was, somewhere around there.
Okay,
or
so
maybe
1952. And
or maybe 53, I don't know exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe,
And you were here waiting to be deported.
Yeah, I was here waiting to be deported. They didn't know where, because Yugoslavia was at the time communist. If you are longer than 2 years out from Argentina, we were not natives Argentinian. I was immigrant in Argentina. If I'm out of Argentina longer than 2 years without reporting to the
immigration,
either consul or whoever is that I'm out of there, after 2 years I'm losing a right to be deported to Argentina. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You were never a citizen of Argentina.
No, not citizen.
No.
I was immigrant.
Right to go back, to be sent back.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I lose a right after 2 years if I didn't report myself to consul or to somebody official that I'm out of country. And I didn't report, we didn't report, and they could not send us to Argentina. So we were, who gonna take us or wherever they're gonna send us. But in meantime that we were on, in working and that we were on Ellis Island, the lady of the same congressman in St. Louis, she became a congresswoman. And I guess in St. Louis, the connections, they were working over there and tell her about us. And she introduced a bill for us, which came through. And you have to go and pay, I don't know, $25 it was for the to the immigration, and we got the green card.
What did you do? What describe Ellis Island when you were here. What was it like here?
Well, it was not bad, really. We had a meal three times a day. We were free. I mean, free to lay, to get up, to read, to... And you could work also, $1 a day.
Oh, you mean like cleaning the place? Or
in kitchen, something like that. I mean, you could work $1 a day.
Did you do that?
No.
No. Yeah.
And I used to do quite a bit reading. I used to practically read most of a day all the time that I was there.
Uh-huh. What were you reading? What kind of
things? Romans, history, stories, all time. Criminals or detectives or something like that, most of the time.
In English?
Yeah, in English.
And was there a library here?
Yeah, there was a library
Tell
here.
Tell me
yeah.
anything about that.
You yeah, know? you could get practically books. I mean, that's what I did get them from the library. They were free. I mean, you didn't have to, we didn't even
right.
have to pay for it or anything like that. And we also say, if in former Yugoslavia was living like we had on Ellis Island, I think everybody would come to Ellis Island.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
Yeah. Were there many people here when you were here?
Oh, like this. They had different... on that side over there, there were rooms.
Oh, it were the hospital buildings. They used to call those hospital buildings. On the other side of the slip?
No. Here, on here, we look New York from through our windows.
Uh-huh.
And it was clean.
It was a dormitory.
Yeah. Clean beds, and it was not bad.
But there were a lot of people.
Oh, there were all, every nation in the world.
Now, were the people that you met,
yeah,
what were they doing here?
Illegally here.
It was being determined whether they'd be deported.
If you got somebody working for you outside or something like that. I mean, but they were all for deportation or illegally here.
Mm-hmm. And so you were mostly reading all day.
Yeah.
And... anything else about Ellis Island that you can remember when you think back at that time?
After that, for a few months, I didn't get that green card right away, but I had a report every month to the island.
Oh.
I used to carry the hacksaw.
Hacksaw?
Yeah, right here. I mean the blade in here. In case they won't let me go, I was planning to escape.
Mm-hmm.
I was not planning to be deported, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Even if somebody goes with me to pick up my clothes, I was ready to run.
Mm-hmm.
I was not be left to be deported.
So you reported for how many months after that?
For a couple months, and then the bill came, and they give us green card. And when I got green card, friend of mine, this guy, brother, came on vacation from California. And we talked like this, house in California and all that, but a month later, I think. I
well,
went
now,
to
how
California.
Did you know this guy? How did you know Steve?
We met at church.
Which church?
1950, Croatian church
no,
at that time.
Where?
9th Avenue. Oh, boy, what was that? 35th? No. 50th Street, yeah.
Oh, so in other words, once you got out of Ellis Island you just had to report,
you
went to the Croatian
church.
Oh,
I did go before to Croatia.
Oh, when you were working.
We went over there before, yeah. And that's when I met him.
And that's in Manhattan or in Brooklyn? The
in Manhattan.
In Manhattan.
Yeah,
50th
Street.
Street.
Between I think, 8 or 9.
Right.
Yeah, Avenue somewhere.
I see. So then you made friends with other Croatians?
I knew practically every Croatian that they were coming to the church.
I see.
Yeah.
So then it was Steve's brother who told you about California.
But California, and then...
So I then what happened after you got to California?
Well, and then I start to work for MPEX. Only was about 2 or 3 weeks. I didn't like that either. Then I went to Western Gears. I worked there for a couple, I think 2 or 3 months. I didn't like that either. I got on bad foot with the foreman. Then I went to look for a job again. I went Monday. I went and took day off and went and find a job in Sunnyvale, Westinghouse at the time. Mm. And I start to work for them. And I've been there for 30 years.
Oh, you're there now?
I'm retired.
You're
already.
Retired now.
15 years.
Oh my goodness.
And I'll tell you just this much. When I went for retirement, when I got there, they looked my social security. You're supposed to be deported. I looked the guy, oh yeah? I said, where was you all these 30 years that I pay Social Security? When they collect, they didn't ask me
about deportation.
Now that I have to collect, now they're asking me. Then I show him the papers and everything else. And he asked me also, how did you meet her? How this? I said, no, it's just simple. I met her husband. They thought different right away in a gutter. How did you meet her? I said, no, I met her husband first. And then, but she was a lady. I used to write her Christmas cards.
This is the one that Easter, got you the bill to
yeah, Easter cards every year till one letter comes back. Nobody, no such thing, no address or something like that. Yeah. And I could not get in touch. I didn't know what happened to her. Uh-huh. And last year, this year still, I changed my tax guy. The guy that fills out tax. And friend that used to work with me, friend, acquaintances, that used to work at Westinghouse too. We still have veterans dinner every year. And I asked him what he filled out, and he told me about this guy. And I went over there, and I asked him where he comes from. He says St. Louis, Missouri. Oh, I said, I was in St. Louis, Missouri. And then we start talk. I say, I asked him if he knew, by accident knew. I said, there was a congresswoman in St. Louis, Missouri, by the name Leonor Sullivan. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know. So there he goes on computer. He looks here, he looks there, no. Then he went to funeral, and it shows 1987 she passed away. Hmm. Same.
Hmm. Well, she was an angel for you,
she was for me, and she was quite a lady. Boy, she used to write me beautiful cards, beautiful remarks, I mean, you know, on side of a card.
Yeah.
Oh, man, she was the nicest woman I ever knew.
Boy. Well, so do you think of yourself as American at all?
Yeah, I think that that's probably better than another. Whenever it comes to or somebody talks against America, just like if it was my country, which mm-hmm. it cannot be. I was born there, okay? I respect my country. And if I didn't respect my own country, I wouldn't respect this country either. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But nobody can, I cannot say I'm American mm-hmm. from foundation. I'm a naturalized American and I like America. I think it's the best country than any country in the world. Mm-hmm. But yet, we make mistakes, we do mistakes. I criticize it mm-hmm. and...
you can do that in this country.
That's it, like that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to... outside and say this is bad, I'm married this. I said, what's bad about it? I said, where is any better? Uh-huh.
Do you think you have ways about you that are American?
Yeah, oh definitely. I have ways but what I think, what I say or do, it doesn't mean very much anyhow.
What do you mean?
Because the bigger people are, higher people in there, in government, they are the ones that make those solutions.
Did you become a citizen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
right.
You vote? And
oh, yeah, I vote. Uh-huh. I do all those things. Uh-huh. I mean, I probably, like I said, better than many Americans, mm-hmm. born Americans. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Considering your experiences, which are so unusual,
yeah.
How do you think that affected you? How do you think that whole, from the time you left Croatia to you actually realized you could stay in this country, how do you think all that has played itself out in your personality?
Well, in my personality, when I went to the immigration in St. Louis, Missouri, and priest was with us, and we took him because we didn't know the language, we didn't know the expression, and our people told us, well, go report to the immigration. They're going to think that you are good guys because you report to the immigration. If I knew what I know now, I never would go to the immigration. But that was a mistake, which I always make those mistakes. But still, it came out pretty good. He said to us, when we told him all the story, and he said, how would you like to go back? And if there was a hole and I could fall in that hole,
you would
have. I would. Mm. I would rather than hear what he said.
Mm. But how about you and the way, like you said, you learned from being in Germany about discipline.
Yeah.
What do you think from that whole coming from Argentina and all, how do you think that changed you as a person?
As a person, I think I see mentally different thinking, different everything. It's when you are young and you don't have experience, then you cannot judge or see what the other are doing. You got only your opinion, but when you go through this, you can see a little further and little distance this, what is like a man or woman, whoever, if you never was hungry, mm-hmm. how do you know what hunger really is? Mm-hmm. Well, same thing as everything else. If you go through that, mm-hmm. then you know. But before then, it's pretty hard. You can say, well, I know. Mm-hmm. I can feel. But if you never was there, that is only guessing mm-hmm. what the other thinks mm-hmm. or what the other feels. Mm-hmm. That's what I think all the time. Mm. They can write books. They can do. But if you never did experience that, then deep, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do now?
I'm retired already
yeah,
for 15
years. Just personally, what would you like to accomplish, or what would you
Well,
like
I think
to
I'm
do?
Pretty close. My own again opinion. I'm very truthful, very realistic. Mm-hmm. That I know I'm pretty close to the end.
Oh.
Yeah,
74?
It is.
75.
Okay.
Well, no.
Yeah, but in meantime.
But that's not old today.
Yeah, but in meantime, I have pain here. I have pain here. I got this. I got that. And looking on all that, if one thing don't get you, the other will.
What has satisfied? What have been your satisfactions in your lifetime?
I like music. I like traveling. I like going places. I mean, even today at my age, probably if I had somebody to go with me, I probably would be driving. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All through country. I like scenery. I like to see things. I like be with people, and if I can help, to help. If I can make you laugh, which in many cases I make many people laugh. Uh-huh. Whenever I go, I don't use nasty words, but I insinuate it to bring you to the point where you're gonna, and I'm gonna make you smile. And sometimes many people say, a lady of my friend, she's got MS. And we call each other. It's young, 40 years old. Mm. And she's cute too. Mm. And we start sometimes talk. Sometimes she cried. And I said, don't do that. So you make me feel good too, bad too. Mm-hmm. And then we talk and talk. Then after that she said, well, now I don't have to go to psychiatrist.
Oh, that's great.
You see, that's what I mean. I mean, in conversation, I can make smile people, I can make even cry people. If I was sharper when I was younger, I'm kind of losing a little bit memory, that is. We all do, I think, at
yes,
that age, okay?
So. But you could be bitter you could be bitter about some of the things that you've experienced, but it sounds like
It's over. When I came to this country, I learned also, don't cry over spilled milk. Mm-hmm. In effect, as far as richness is concerned, I think in the last 10 years, I didn't lose it, but I could have another $200,000 in my pocket if I was even a little smart. See, I had some land in mm-hmm. California. 1992, if I sold it, I could get $170,000 for it. Mm-hmm. Today, since they cut out military, nobody wants to buy it, okay? I had a place also in Sunnyvale. Mm-hmm. I sold it about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. If I waited till today, I could double the price. You see?
No use crying over spilled milk,
that's
right?
Right there, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm not money hungry. Uh-huh. And what the heck? My life is okay.
Yeah.
I'm living. Uh-huh. I can afford it. Uh-huh. I'm not rich. Uh-huh. But I still have that I can live.
And do you have opinion? I'm sure you do, but what are your attitudes about Croatia now?
Oh, Lord, I love Croatia. Mm. But I don't think, personally, I don't think there will be peace there. Mm. Not just Croatia, but all region. Mm-hmm. All region.
Why do you say that?
Because too many hard-headed people, just like Milosevic. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's practically knocking down his own, choking them to death. Mm-hmm. Just for his advantage, I think. He want to be on top. Mm-hmm. Then Bosnia, then Macedonia, and all those regions, they're too small. But everybody want to have a good living. Mm-hmm. And nobody does not want to work, see? Because there is plenty of land in Croatia. They always say when they immigrate to this country, first immigrant where they came, they didn't have anything. They have over there everything, help and everything else, but nobody wants to make any effort. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I told them too.
Yeah. Okay, well,
okay.
Tell me before, we're just about to close, but tell me, is there anything else you can think of or anything you'd like to say regarding, you know, immigrating to this country, living most of your life, really,
This country, I think, in my own opinion, is greatest country that there is as far as accomplishment. If you put your head and you want, you have a point where you want to go, you can get there. Maybe a little hardship. Everything with that you want to become is a hardship, but you can get to the point where you want to be, which there is no other country that you can do that.
Well, that's
I'm sure of that.
That's a beautiful way to end, I think. I want to thank you so much.
That's it.
Lovely interview.
Yeah.
And I've been speaking with Paul Ferkovich, who actually came to this country in 1951, but was in
1950.
Ellis Island. Why do we can't get that straight.
March 9th.
1950.
Yeah.
You came to this country.
Right.
But
illegally.
Illegally. But you were in Ellis Island in 52 or 53.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay, that was confusing. Okay, well, I want to thank you very, very much.
Okay.
And this is Janet Levine signing off for the National Park Service on August 17th, year 2000.